James Clear, the author of internationally best-selling book Atomic Habits, was recently on the Tim Ferriss show, and I was listening that podcast episode, and it was so insightful. And in that episode, James Clear actually shared the secrets of how he has built an email list of more than 2 million subscribers. He was sharing so many golden nuggets, and he also shared these secrets that how he thinks and how he has actually able to build this kind of audience, this kind of active readers, because he has a newsletter which is one of the most popular newsletter in the world. It has more than 2 million subscribers, right? So in today's episode, I am going to share with you my biggest takeaways, what I have learned from that particular podcast, especially about building an email list. Okay, so if you are interested to know these secrets, stay tuned in the video till the end. And also in the end, I am going to share with you a free gift. So let's just begin the video. Hello everyone, my name is Rishabh Jain. I am a funnel marketing strategist, and my mission with this channel is to give you the right strategies, tactics and knowledge about the sales and marketing funnels so that together we can build and grow our digital coaching and consulting business and achieve the dream of living the life of freedom and abundance. Okay, so let's just see that what are those takeaways. And for that, what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to share my mind map, because I have actually noted down all these things in a mind map, and I'm going to share that with you. Okay, so let's just switch to my screen. Okay, so we are now on my computer screen, and I'm going to share with you the biggest takeaway from James Clear in this podcast episode that he did with Tim Ferriss. Okay, so let's just see. I'm going to share three things with you. There are actually other things as well about book launch that I'm not going to cover in this video, maybe sometime in future. But these are the core three things that I want to share, in which you talked about building this email list, okay, and how you should approach to build an audience. So let's just see them one by one. The first thing that he shared is about assets, okay. Basically, you have few assets when you actually trying to build an online business, a digital business, okay. So if you are a content creator, if you are someone who is providing any kind of service, any kind of SL, selling any kind of product, there are few assets that you have. So let's just see, according to James Clear, what are those assets. He talked about three main assets. The first thing is website, the second thing is your email list, and third thing is podcast, okay. So you can replace a podcast with a YouTube channel as well, okay. If you can have a YouTube channel, that will also work as an asset. If you can have a podcast, that will also work as an asset, okay. And website, email list and podcast, these are the three assets that he shared, okay. So according to him, website is the first thing. And this is like your home on the digital space, because everything that you are doing, all the people will ultimately land to your website, okay. This is the place where they will land, and they will take the action that you want them to take, okay. So this is the first asset that you need to build, okay, your website. So create a very responsive, very tactical website which you know exactly what is the purpose. Don't just put any random website there. Be very clear about why you are building this website and what is the purpose of this website, okay. So create something because it's one of the most important assets that you have, that you own, and you will drive all the traffic ultimately to this place, okay. So this is the first thing. Second thing is your email list. So it's no doubt that email list is the biggest asset when it comes to a business, okay, because this is the data that you have. This is the place, this is something which you own, and you will have for the rest of your life, right? If you will lose everything and you have your email list, definitely you can just email to your list and you can start making money, right? So it's very important that you should be building your email list. This is one of the very, this is the biggest asset that you can own in the internet, on the internet, on your business. Okay, so start focusing on building your email list from day one. Okay, from day one itself. Don't actually neglect this thing, and work on it. And if you are still not collecting emails, start collecting them. Try to figure out a way, like newsletter. James Clear, do it with newsletters. He has a newsletter that he shares every week, this 3-to-1 newsletter, and it's very famous newsletter. So much wisdom in that particular newsletter. I love reading those that newsletter, and I'm a very big fan of it. So yes, you have to figure out what you can, what is that the thing that you can do to build. You can offer something for free, you can offer something at low price, and you can offer to be the part of a community, you can offer to be you can offer them some book. Totally depends on you, but yes, you have to figure it out and you have to start building your list. And the third thing is podcast. Okay, so podcast is something which is very powerful, because podcasting is have a different kind of audience. The people generally listen songs when they travel or when they are doing something, but the people who are listening podcast, these are the people who are actually have a growth driven mindset. They actually want to utilize that time to learn something, and that is why they are listening podcast. Okay, because in podcast there is always someone who is trying to teach something, there is always someone who is trying to share some wisdom on a particular topic. Okay, and if someone is listening podcast while traveling or while doing their work, it means that they are very growth driven, they have a very growth driven mindset. So the kind of audience that you build with a podcast is very powerful. That is why podcast is an asset. And you can also have a YouTube channel. YouTube channel also works as an asset, because in YouTube you create long form videos, 10 minute, 20 minutes videos, and if people are watching those 10 minute, 20 minute videos, it means they have a very high intention, they have a very they are very serious about that particular topic, and that is why they are watching. So that is also a very good thing to start. But podcasting is something which actually I will put even above the YouTube in terms of quality of audience. Okay, so this is very important. So these are the assets that you have. So start building these assets. According to James Clear, these are the only three assets that you own, and everything else is something which is not your asset, and which can go away anytime. Okay, all your social media following and those likes and shares and everything, it can go away anytime. It totally depends on the social media platforms. Okay, they control it, but these are the things that you control. Okay, that you own. So this is first thing. Now let's just see the second thing. Second thing he talked about is set your priority of building your assets. So now you know what are those assets, this is the time to build those assets. So how you build those assets, how to grow these assets, he talked about he shared few golden nuggets. So let me share with you what are those nuggets. So he shared two things. Actually, he shared a lot of things, but I'm going to talk about these two very important things. The first thing is that email list is the most precious asset you can own. So primary call to action in your website should be focused on building your email list. This is something which is very mind-blowing and very interesting. When you go to jamesclear.com on his website, what you will see first, you will see that he's actually asking for your email to sign up for his newsletter on the very top of it. As you land on the website, the first thing that you see is this thing. So this is the primary thing on his website. He has put together that website because the ultimate aim is to build the email list. And to build that email list, the primary call to action on his website is to sign up for the newsletter. Okay, this is how he's growing his list. So you have to set the priority, right? It is very important. Right, it is very important that you know exactly what is your priority, and that you put on your website, that you use on your website. Okay, so because James Clear want to build his email list and collect the emails, so this is the first thing that he is doing on his website. Suppose your objective is sales, what you will do, you will simply put the sales link. You just talk about your product immediately when people land, but that actually don't work very well. So focus on building email list, and for that just see what you can offer and put it in the, put it the, and make it the primary call to action on your website. Every page, everywhere when someone going on your website, they should see this thing again and again and again. Okay, you should sign up for the newsletter, or you should opt in for this particular free thing. So what that then when it is happen, there are very high chances that you will start building your email list, you will start getting people. Okay, and the second thing he shared is email newsletter is a great way to build a huge audience. You can take them to any other place once they are in your list and reading your emails, because email newsletter is something which is very interesting. I also recently started an email newsletter. If you want to sign up, I have given the link in the description. You can go for it. It's a Funnel Marketing Friday playbook in which I talk about funnel strategy. I share every week funnel strategy. I share productivity tips. I share some interesting ideas from influencers and from entrepreneurs. And I also ask a very important question that you should think about. So this is the newsletter. I share my learnings and everything in that newsletter. So you can, if you want, you can sign up. And it's completely free. Okay. So now let's just see. Newsletter is very powerful because in newsletter you actually deliver a lot of value, right? You actually give them your knowledge, your wisdom, and when people keep reading your emails, they actually build a kind of relationship with you. And once you have their attention, once you have built the trust, the next thing there is definitely what you will do. You can send them anywhere. If you have a product, you can just put a link somewhere on your mail and they will go and they will check it out. Okay, you can give a very small call to action about and talk about your product, and they will go and they will check it out because they are now interested. They know they are engaged with you. They trust you. They are reading your emails with consistency. So it is one of the best way to build your audience. You have built an audience. You have not just built an email list. You have built an audience where the people are actually opening and reading and consuming your content. And because of that, because they have signed up in a newsletter, it means that they want to learn. And now when they will keep learning and keep engaging with your emails, they start building that relationship. So it's very powerful. And that is why he chose email newsletter above everything. And he didn't pick a free guide, he didn't pick the video course, he didn't pick anything else. He picked a newsletter. So you can also go with it. Newsletter is getting very popular these days. If you go on Twitter and if you see all the big influencers on Twitter are actually building their email list with newsletters. Okay, I recently signed up for about 9 to 10 newsletters. Okay, and they are very very good newsletters on different topics. So newsletter is very very good idea that you can use to build your email list. So this is the two things. And now let's just talk about a very powerful strategy that he shared. That is called cross-pollination. So what is cross-pollination? Basically, in cross-pollination, what you do, you choose the right platform where your target audience is hanging out, okay? And it could be Instagram, it could be Facebook, it could be YouTube, it could be LinkedIn. You choose the platform, that what is that platform in which your ideal audience is hanging out. This is the first step. Once you have the... You have chosen your platform. The second step is use the content on these platforms to grow your assets. So first you will start posting content on these platforms to grow your assets. Basically, in every piece of content that you put out there, you give a call to action, or you mention somewhere the link of your free guide or free newsletter or whatever may be the thing that you are using to build your email list. You put the link of that particular thing in every piece of content. Okay, so you keep posting content with consistency and you put the link of your freebie, your email newsletter in every piece of content somewhere. Okay, this is how you start getting traffic to your website, which is one of your assets, and this is how you start building your email list, which is your second asset. And how you are going to do it? You are going to do it by creating content, which could be a podcast or which could be a YouTube video. So basically your podcast and your YouTube video, which is your third asset, you build this thing and all these things together will work now. Okay, so in social media you are posting. And the last thing is add a CTA in every content subscribe for you. Okay, I have already talked about it. And this is the cross pollination. Basically, this is called cross pollination. And how it's happening, because you are actually posting the content on particular social media, and then you are sending that traffic to your website, and from there you are taking them to your email list. Okay, so you are using one platform and then you are taking them to the another platform. Okay, and this is how you use this thing to build your email list. Okay, so this is the simple, very simple looking strategy. But if you just remove everything else, there are so many good advice out there on the internet. So many people are talking about so many things, but this is the stuff which actually helped James Clear to build the email list of 2 million subscribers. Can you imagine how big the number is? He is one of the most influential people in the world right now. His book is the international best-selling book, and this is the book which is selling from past few years with and is in a bestseller book. Okay, one of the best book I have ever read in my life. Also, it's full of wisdom, right? So he's using this system, this very simple system, right? He has just created his website. He has created his newsletter. He has his podcast, and he's just trying to build his email list. Okay, he's trying to build his email list, and basically I think he don't have his podcast, but what he do is actually go as a guest on so many podcasts. Okay, he's actually using this thing, but totally depends. Okay, because he's so influential, he can do that. And what you can do, you can actually have your own podcast, and you can invite other guests on your podcast. Okay, this is the difference. Okay, and then he's simply just trying to build his email list by using this strategy, this setting the priority right and then doing the cross-pollination. So this is what I want to share with you in today's episode. And if you think that this is a very simple, if you think that this is something which is very simple to do, and you can start doing it from today itself, and you can start, this is proven, this is actually proven, this is one of the best way that you can do simplifying. James Clear simplify the things, and this is how he simplified the marketing as well. And I also adopted this system, and I actually started a newsletter. So if you are also interested, you can also do it too. And if you want any help, let me know in the comment section. What if you have any problem, if you have any question that how you build this system, how you start your newsletter or something like that, just type in the comment section, let me know. I will be more than happy to answer. Okay, so I hope that you got the value, and you are going to implement this thing. So that's all for this particular video. I'm just going to share with you the link of my free gift. So basically I have a guide, 7-step guide to launch your digital coaching business. And this is a step-by-step guide in which I talked about building your digital coaching business around your passion, knowledge and skills, how you can do it. So if you want, it's totally free. Just go and download it. Yeah, the link is in the description and also flashing on the screen. Just go to this link and just sign up, just download it. Okay, it's just a 10 minute read, and you will get the clarity. Okay, so, and also I have tons of videos on my channel about funnel marketing, about digital coaching and consulting. So just tap the card on the screen and watch those videos. Okay, so that's all. See you in the another video. Thank you.